Welcome everyone. This is On.net and today our guests are Ben and Jakob from PitchPy. PitchPy is a PHP compiler for .NET.
Hi guys.
Hi.
So we've had you on the show before. And the first time you gave us a nice demo and we saw the compiler in action, but it's my understanding that you have some interesting news today.
That's right. It's been a while. It's probably, I think, 4 months that we've been on. So since then, of course, we've worked on the compiler. We've just been kind of traveling down our roadmap. But eventually, we saw that there's a good amount of interest from the community, but there was no way for us to demonstrate and for the community to try out the compiler and experiment with it. So we diverted a bit from the roadmap and decided to do some, for example, to set up a Docker image, NuGets, to make everything work in Visual Studio Code. So we'll show some of that today. And
yeah, it's not running on .NET Core, so everybody can experiment with PHP on .NET Core, for example.
PHP on .NET Core running on a Docker image, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the samples. Right.
Interesting. Okay, well, I guess we can probably switch to your screens and the demo, right?
Sure. I can switch to my Visual Studio Code. Here it is. Okay, so here we have Visual Studio Code. You are probably used to use Visual Studio Code for JavaScript or C# development. It's pretty easy to set up a project on .NET Core and then using Visual Studio Code. So we've extended the .NET family with PHP just by using a different configuration of project.json file. We write a blog post where we are describing all these changes and how it works. So here I can just show you everything that's needed to set up PHP on .NET Core. So you can build PHP into the DLL file just by typing .NET build as you are used to.
Okay, so this is interesting. So you have some additional build options that are basically saying anything marked PHP with a PHP extension recompile. And compiler name is PHP, okay. And then you have the tools down there.
Right. We are just making use of existing options of project.json file. The first is compiler name, where it's until now it was only possible to specify C# or F# projects. So we have added option for PHP. So if we just specify a compiler name to be PHP and to compile everything what is .php, .NET automatically uses our .NET-compile-php tool, which is a part of this NuGet package.
Okay. Can you bump up the font size a little bit? Because that will be hard to read on the video.
Cool. Better?
You changed the volume, you didn't change the size of the fonts.
Oh, zoom it.
Yes.
How to do it in that Skype preview application?
In VS Code, you can... I'm wondering if Control Plus would work. You can change the options.
Great.
Yeah, there you are.
Wow.
Excellent. Perfect.
Cool. So this is our extension. Compiler name can be PHP. And this is NuGet package containing the whole compiler. So if you specify this into your existing project.json, it will now compile everything with what is PHP into the assembly.
Yeah, using the regular .NET build, .NET restore, right, and the .NET command line in general.
So to show you, I can just type .NET build. .NET build. built a project using PHP compiler. Here it is. And here is the output of the compilation. So it's that easy. It's a regular part of the Visual Studio Code project system, let's say.
So what did we just compile? Yeah.
We have compiled this demo application where is some function for computing Pi, some factorial, some dynamic stuff which can be done only in PHP, like conditional declaration of functions. And we can either we can also put the breakpoints in it. So if I just press F5 in Visual Studio, it will start compilation process and starts. It starts loading symbols, starts the process, and voila, I can debug in Visual Studio Code with the call stack, breakpoints, locals view, etc., etc.
Very nice.
So you already saw debugging in Visual Studio, so now we can debug in Visual Studio Code. There's one big difference, because Visual Studio Code running on .NET Core uses different debugging symbols than full Visual Studio. We are using here portable PDB ones. Files, and before it was standard regular Windows PDB files. So this will work on all the platforms like Linux, Mac, Windows, of course. So we've achieved full interoperability, full cross-platformability. On all platforms, you can do the same. We actually have a blog post running this demo on Mac, yeah. I guess.
Mm.
What's new is also better interoperability with standard .NET libraries. So I can jump to this function. And here I can use standard datetime class from noun from .NET libraries. So
interesting. So hold on a second on this. So this syntax here with system / system does.
It's pure PHP syntax. It's okay. Regular PHP syntax. Here it is how it is done in regular PHP if you would define a datetime function in a namespace system. So
okay.
It's the same as any PHP developer would write. And so PHP developer wouldn't see any difference here.
Mm-hmm.
It's regular,
so you have
regular syntax. There's
how
no
do you
extension.
How do you manage references here? So do you have to import system date times?
It uses standard .NET build system. So everything is in Project JSON. There are frameworks and there are dependencies.
Okay, so that's the reference part. What is the equivalent of using? Do you have? Is it that because you use the fully qualified name, you didn't have to do anything particular, or is there an equivalent for using?
Sorry, one more time.
Is there an equivalent for the using?
There in PHP
statement?
you can do something like they have something called aliasing. So I can say use system / date time as DT.
Oh, okay.
And then it's different in PHP, but
okay.
This is how it works in PHP.
Nice.
So they have some sort of using, but it doesn't import a whole namespace into the code.
And reversely, we've seen that the last time, but reversely, how do you expose your PHP code to the .NET code?
Yeah, we can take a look on the other example. I have prepared interoperability demo. This is much more interesting because here I have three projects. One in C#. This is command line application. One in PHP, and another one in C#. As a simple class library.
Hmm.
For example, here I have a doc in C sharp. It's a simple, very simple class with constructor with some property. Then I have a PHP project, which in dependency specify it relies on that C sharp project. And it extends the doc to my doc.
Wow. Yeah.
It inherits the doc from C sharp into a PHP doc.
And it adds a woof method.
Yeah, and it does a woof. And then back into in another C sharp project, I have a big doc inheriting from my doc, which is implemented in PHP, inheriting another C sharp doc.
And overriding the woof.
Yeah, and it writes big woof. So I can debug this application. As you can see, there are just project JSON files with dependencies. In the other C sharp project, I have dependency to PHP project here.
Mm-hmm.
So there are no additional points in project JSON, no additional syntax. Everything is built in .NET. So
yeah, that one doesn't have to know that it's PHP. It's just a dependency. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I can debug this program to see how it works. We will start in the command line application, and we will create one PHP doc and one C sharp doc, and they all work as the same. So loading libraries. Here it is, waiting for a breakpoint. The first thing, we have to create some kind of context, because PHP applications need to hold some kind of context, some kind of runtime context, which is used for runtime objects written on PHP. It's just implementation stuff here. Here we create two docs. I guess I have some breakpoints in PHP and C sharp, so when I step through this line, I can see, yeah, it breaks first into the base doc in the first C sharp object. Then it breaks in PHP in the my doc inheriting from the C sharp object. So
that context object is not explicitly declared on your constructors here. There is something that I don't quite understand here about that context object.
The context object here is passed by the compiler. It's hidden parameter. Mm. If we would take a look into the compiled DLL, we would see some additional special parameters. But normal user wouldn't see it. So
well, except in the calling code, you had to know about it in the calling code here. Right.
Well, here if we are defining a .NET doc inheriting from PHP
right.
doc, that there is an additional parameter which has to be passed to the PHP object, because every PHP object has to know its context.
Okay.
So there is this additional parameter, but if you are using full Visual Studio, it's IntelliSense. Will tell you there is additional object, and it will guide you through the implementing these objects. So it's pretty easy.
Okay, so now we are going to step into PHP code, right?
Yeah. Now I have an array of two docs. One is PHP doc. Second is C sharp doc. And both have the same method. First is PHP woof, second is C sharp woof, so it really works as the one object.
Yeah.
Yeah. The point is it's running on .NET Core now, so for example, I am pretty interested in performance difference between .NET and .NET Core.
So did you benchmark that already? Or?
Not yet.
Okay.
I guess next week we can do it.
Like a week or two, yeah.
Yeah, that will be very interesting. And you're going to write a blog post about it? And
Sure.
Yeah, I'd be happy to relay that on the week in .NET.
The interesting is actually the same object written in PHP is much shorter. The code is much shorter than in C sharp. So I guess somebody can implement their classes in PHP instead of C sharp because it's a little bit easier.
How so? Can you show that again? How is it shorter?
Well, for example, here I have to write console write line and something, and in PHP. And in PHP, it's just this piece of code. So
yeah,
some constructs in PHP are much easier to do. Than
yeah, C-sharp. Personally, it wouldn't compel me to write PHP code, but no, I guess what is really the most interesting scenario for this is reuse of existing code and. And maybe the performance boost that you get from just running on the core CLR. So that benchmarking you're about to do is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
You did have some preliminary result that you announced, didn't you? Comparing it to the regular PHP environment.
We've had a few of these benchmarks. They should be taken with a grain of salt because they usually only test for a micro benchmark or one function or a very specific scenario with a very short script, but we've had some benchmarks and so far they've been quite positive for PeachPie. In some cases they've been very positive, so much so that it seems a little bit strange. But so for example, on Azure we ran a short test script and the results were so convincing in terms of or in favor of PeachPie that it's almost a little bit unbelievable.
Suspicious.
Yes. Yeah, people basically weren't sure if we manipulated the configuration somehow, which we didn't. It's just an Azure configuration, but it's some of those benchmarks are good.
You know, well, benchmarking for other purposes, we've had some nice surprises like that as well, where we actually found the results to be suspicious, but they were actually right. So. Yeah, it should be interesting to see what you find next week.
Another cool, I guess, feature we can show you is NuGet packaging. Only since everything is now a NuGet package, actually, not only PHP code can have dependencies to other NuGet packages which are written in which are .NET. For example, here I'm seamlessly using WoWL PHP runtime, which is a NuGet package. Also, as you saw previously, I'm using DateTime class from another NuGet package, which is System Runtime. I can also create NuGet packages from PHP code, and it's pretty easy because I can just type .NET pack and it builds NuGet package from the PHP project. And that's everything I have to do. It created
same .NET pack command that you would use.
Yeah, absolutely
with C-sharp
same.
Code.
It uses the project JSON file and it creates very standard. Here it is. Very standard NuGet package containing NuGet specification file with dependency to PeachPie runtime, but a normal user wouldn't even notice it. Also, it packs the resulting DLL file into the package. So we can just by typing .NET pack, we can just create NuGet package from a PHP library. So for example, if you have a composer package, which is a packaging system for PHP world, we can pretty easily convert their packages to the .NET NuGet packages. And .NET developers might use them in their C# code and they wouldn't even notice it is PHP.
Nice.
Which is pretty strange, but
so what can you run on PeachPie today? What existing PHP applications have you tested?
For now, we are running specific benchmarks just to show, I would say, weird dynamic functions or weird dynamic constructs of PHP. So we are taking slowly smaller benchmark projects from the, do you remember the link? On GitHub, there is a collection of hundreds of PHP benchmark projects. So we are taking these projects and running them on PHPy and trying them. And we are migrating all of the PHP standard functions, like functions to work with arrays, with strings, with numbers, with arithmetics, to the .NET. So for now, it's mostly arithmetic functions, array operations, sorting operations, all of these, I would say, low level functions. And we have found a guy actually who started writing PDO library, which is abstraction layer for database access. So once this will be ready, we can start trying bigger applications.
Basically, our objective right now is we are working towards the milestone of being able to compile and run WordPress on .NET, and we're not focusing on any smaller applications before then. Some may run as we go towards that milestone. We're not going to probably test them on purpose, but it's possible that some applications will already run before that.
Yeah, WordPress looks like a very, very good goal to have. And
yeah.
And how far are we from that?
Well, there is missing this database abstraction, for example, which is already written in .NET. We just have to migrate this API. So I wouldn't like to make any time estimations.
Yes, of course.
Now the priority is make it all as NuGet package and allow people to play with PHPy first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Every once in a while we get a very good piece of advice. For example, from Martin Woodward, we got a very nice piece of advice that every once in a while we divert from our roadmap to implement something that we find to be helpful to the community or for the project itself. So it's tough to give an estimate because sometimes you get off track by things that you think are very important at that time. So that's why it's tough for us to estimate.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, currently we've been working on some specific PHP functions like make working conditional declarations. Or dynamic calling of almost anything, because in PHP you can do almost anything in runtime. So like I can create an array and call it, and it will find a class which is named as the first element of that array, and so on and so on. So these specific PHP constructs, where most of the frameworks are built on top of these constructs, and the next step is to rewrite the standard PHP library into the .NET, which is almost done. So once it will be ready, we can try bigger applications, right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any other demos to show us today?
Well, for
oh,
me.
Oh yes. What about Docker?
Yeah, we've prepared a Docker image with PHPy. So if I start Docker for Windows, meantime I can start a Visual Studio, which for me has much more features I can show you. For example, I like Visual Studio Code doesn't allow me to move breakpoints or move the break. Current breakpoint to another location. Like when I'm debugging in Visual Studio Code, I cannot move a current statement to another location.
Oh.
Also, I don't see diagnostics and performance diagnostics. So I can open the same project in Visual Studio with the .NET Core extension. Oh, cool, Docker is running. More. Yeah. So here I have the same project in Visual Studio. What are the rest of the projects? Here it is. For example, here everything is working the same, so I can debug in Visual Studio, but better. I can see diagnostic tools on the right. Mm-hmm. I can move the current statement to another position, which is great. This is something I couldn't do in PHP before, so it might be useful even for PHP developers to extend their debugging experience, for example.
Nice.
And also the diagnostics are pretty cool because I can, as you can see, on each line I can see how much time elapsed from the previous statement. So this is something really new and unbelievable for PHP developers for now. And the Docker image, yeah, it started already. Sorry. We prepared a Docker image with PeachPy, so I can just start. And yeah, the other interesting feature we've introduced is ASP.NET Core integration. So we prepared ASP.NET Core Docker image. A lot of people like how it's done, because actually all they have to do is write a website in PHP and write this small piece of code while configuring their Kestrel web server, for example. And this integrates PHP scripts into your existing ASP.NET Core web server.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another new feature we have. So either I can start this project, which is C# Kestrel web server with PHP application, and once I start it, the web server, the ASP core web server starts up. One second. Yeah, here it is. And here I have .NET Core web server running on .NET Core. And it's listening on port 504, okay. Not hello. Dex PHP. And it calls compiled PHP code. So in this way, we can take existing PHP applications and run them on ASP.NET Core just by modifying the configuration
and
of the web server with this single line of code, not this one. This one. With this single line of code.
Nice.
Yep. And here we can also debug and continue and see the results in our browser. And the same, and the same sample is built in the demonstration Docker image we have prepared. Yeah, here, the application starting. I guess I have to specify the port number, right? Something like 504. Yeah, this is how the Docker works. So we can start the same sample as prepared Docker image on .NET Core, mapping port 5404 to the same number here. So now it's running, in Docker. The same sample. With just the hello world, I guess. Yeah, we have a breakpoint here. Yep.
Excellent.
This is one example, and another part is PHP developers are used to the fact they can modify their application and they see all the changes immediately in the release application, or how to call it. In C#, you are deploying the application and you are deploying just DLL file. Mm-hmm. In PHP, you are usually deploying the sources. Here we can deploy just the DLL file as we are used to from ASP.NET or from C#, or we can deploy sources as well. And when we take advantage of this little tool called Microsoft.NET Watcher, we can achieve the same effect as in PHP. So once I modify the sources, this tool watches for the changes and recompiles the project and run the web server automatically again. So we have almost the same effect as in PHP. Here running on ASP.NET Core.
About how long does it take to recompile?
We can try it. I'm not sure what server I'm running now. Just for sure, I stopped this one. This one. Yeah, so I... Oh, this one. Okay. So once I run this project, it is on debug, so we are actually waiting for symbols to be loaded. But I guess, yeah, we are running now. So here I can request my hello world. And I'm not sure which server is running in here. Which server?
Yeah, not this one.
I guess this one is actually running Docker. Crap. I think I'm still running the Docker image. It's not running in here. Or is it? It's wrong. I'm not sure.
Well, last time when we did this on a video tutorial, I guess you can see that it didn't take very long. It recompiles it pretty much instantly.
It's a second, actually.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
.NET has, or .NET build system has, a great feature of incremental building. So it is able to use the output from previous compilation, but this has to be hard coded into the .NET itself. So we should have a talk with .NET guys and tell them to support PeachPy with this feature. Because now, if we would like to recompile the project, it recompiles everything. With this feature, we could just recompile something or skip the compilation if the sources didn't change. Anyway, the compilation process itself is pretty fast because it's built on Roslyn, and there is no slow tasks like they were before. So yeah, it's a second, actually, right? all the sources are cached and ready to be recompiled again, so it's immediate almost. Cool. Okay, so what's next? I don't know. That's pretty it.
Okay.
I think no more demos from us now.
Cool.
I can show the recompilation, but it works.
Okay.
Yeah. We just wanted to show you the NuGet packaging and that you can make a NuGet package from PHP package. So we'd like to make NuGet packages from the PHP Composer packages, because Composer is pretty huge, huge library of components. Also, whole frameworks are on Composer, so we can just migrate Composer packages to NuGet, and the C# developers will just reference World WordPress as a simple NuGet package. It would be great. And also we can extend existing PHP projects with .NET NuGet packages, because usually there are huge components achieving the same as a simple image library from C#, for example. Maybe I can switch to the webcam, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it from what we wanted to show you.
Well, thanks guys for the demo. This has been a very good update. It's quite spectacular actually to see the interoperability that you have between C# and PHP. So where do people go to get the bits and try it?
So the easiest thing to do is to go on our GitHub repo. We've been trying to add some stuff on our wiki page, so the documentation still needs to be improved. We're obviously focused on the compiler itself, and whenever we have some extra time, we try to make sure there's a documentation. So the GitHub, check the blog, which is...
Definitely the blog. There are tutorials how to run everything. There is a tutorial for Docker image and how to attach to it and modify the sources and build your own web server on top of a Docker image.
Yeah, we also have a Gitter chat, so if you have any questions, there's a community, and obviously we answer questions as well. You can find the Gitter badge on our GitHub repository right in the README on top of it, so should be easy to find.
Yeah. On the blog, there's a little tutorial how to run the compiler in Visual Studio Code, so all the information is here.
Excellent.
That's actually the blog post is on Mac, right?
Yeah, we did everything on a Mac just to make sure we get the point across that you can use it on any platform, any device, any operating system.
So that's it.
All right, we'll put all the links down here in the description. Well, thanks again, guys, for being on the show. Thanks for the update. Looking forward to seeing those benchmark results next week. I will definitely put that in the weekin.net blog post next week or the week after that, depending on when you're ready for that. So thanks again, and bye everyone. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks.